Welcome to Android Snacks.
Android Snacks is the TLDR of last week's Android developer news. I'm your host, Mike Scammell. Let's get going. First up this week in blog posts, we have Dan Liu's post on working with Android notification channels. In his post, Dan talks about how we can implement these new channel requirements using the Trello app as an example. He talks about his thoughts on the way to cause least annoyance with these new channels, how you can reduce noise for summary notifications, ensuring you create a channel right the first time, and some now obsolete settings. Next, we have RxJava versus Kotlin coroutines, a quick look by David Carnock. David pits RxJava versus Kotlin's currently experimental coroutines as he tries to answer the question if coroutines can replace RxJava. For an example using two unreliable functions imitating services, he writes a detailed process on how they can be achieved through both coroutines and Rx. There's been some pushback on this on his conclusion, but it's good to spark the discussion. I'll make sure to put a link into the show notes. And lastly, we have Smooth Loading from Pablisco, and if that is his full name, I am sincerely jealous. Pablisco shows how we can produce Facebook-style loading content animations using an image view and text view. It's a great alternative to just defaulting to showing a loading spinner. Talks this week, and we had Google Developer Days Europe. There's a ton of content there. There's a lot of Android talks on offer as well. There were talks on Android O, Kotlin, Android Things, and AR Core, amongst others. Check out the playlist in the show notes to see all that was on offer. Tools and libraries this week, we only have updates. We had Android Studio 3 Beta 5 with some general bug fixes. The paging library was announced for, well, I say announced, talked about at Google Developer Days. There were some more details on this new paging library, which will be added to the Android Architecture Components collection. Check out the video for that in the show notes. We had ObjectBox 1.0, and if you don't know what that is, ObjectBox is a SQLite database replacement from the creators of GreenDAO. It says its aim is to be a fast and easy alternative for persisting data in your app. And lastly, including open source notices by Google, ironically. So there's some documentation being updated for the Google APIs, which should now let you more easily show open source notices. It seems pretty simple to set up and gives you an activity to launch, so you don't even have to get that all set up as well. And lastly, in other stuff, we had a new fragmented podcast, Room Databases with Florina Montanescu. In this podcast, Don and Kashik talk to Florina about using Room. They go through step by step on how you can get started with it. That's it for this week. You can find us on Twitter at Android Snacks, and please let me know what you think of the podcast. You can find all show notes for this week's episode at androidsnacks.wordpress.com. This week's episode has been hosted, edited, and all that good stuff by me, Mike Scammell. You can find me on Twitter at Mike Scammell. Our theme music is Fresh Kicks by Sono Sanctus. You can find out more at sonosanctus.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next week.